Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness in Imperial County. And I'm your host, Scott Dudley, and it's always a pleasure to bring you the show. May is Mental Health Month. Make sure and tune in as we do a wide range of topics throughout the month of May related to mental health. We're going to do, in a couple weeks, we're going to do a show on crisis services. So we'll be talking about sometimes crisis. Crisis, the Chinese symbol for crisis is two symbols laid on top of each other, danger and opportunity. And as we bring in our crisis staff to talk about how they really support the opportunity and mitigate the danger, we'll be able to see some of that stuff. We'll also talk to the assessment center people. And anyway, look forward to having you join us for all of those shows. Today we're talking about preventing psychosis in young people, and our guest is Dr. William McFarland. He's joining us from New York, where he's done a number of... Dr. McFarland, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to have you here, and I'm hoping this will be interesting.
You started this prevention of psychosis in young people in Maine, is that correct? In Portland, Maine?
Yes.
What kind of prompted it? I mean, there must have been some inkling that this was worth investing in and worth creating.
Well, there are very many sources for this whole idea, and the primary one is general medicine. I think most of your listeners would be somewhat aware that we've actually made a fair amount of progress over the last 20 or 30 years in both cancer and heart disease, not so much in being able to cure them, but in being able to identify some of the risks and early signs for either cancer or heart disease, and then intervening early when it turns out that these conditions are much more treatable. They'll respond to treatments that seem to be effective, where if you waited a few months or even a few weeks, they would not be effective or as effective at that point.
I mean, typically most of us middle-aged type of people are taking fish oil or a baby aspirin.
Yes, but we're also, you know, getting mammograms or checking our cholesterol levels and thinking, well, if I start to have chest pain when I'm out there hiking in the hills, or in your case, I guess in the desert, then that's not a good sign. That's an indication that you probably have a bit of heart disease and you need to get it taken care of before you have a heart attack. And if you followed that through, most of the time that would be successful. Whereas if you wait till you have a heart attack to decide what to do about your heart disease, about 90% of the time you would be dead. So there wouldn't be too much more to be done about it. So that's the analogy and that's the model. Now, it is true that this began overseas, initially in Buckingham, England, under the leadership of a doctor named Ian Falloon, who was the first to sort of work with some family practitioners to train them in what the early signs, not of heart disease were, but of psychosis, severe mental illness. And he found almost right away that once the doctors were aware of what to look for and, you know, obviously told to refer people for care, that they could reduce the incidence of psychosis in the Buckinghamshire area quite substantially within a fairly short period of time. So that was the first real experiment, and it wasn't really all that much of an experiment, it's just some observations that keyed a number of us, mostly in Australia, in England, Scandinavia, particularly Australia, to mount programs of early detection and early intervention throughout, in some cases, whole communities. That's the truth. That's true in our case.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.